In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who is Jesus? And what has he done for us? The church at Colossae struggled with these questions because some false teachers said some bad things about Jesus. They saw Jesus in the same level as the angels, and they taught that Jesus was a part of creation. This false teaching attacked the gospel and the certainty of salvation, and so St. Paul had to address this false teaching. The devil, the world, and our sinful nature do not want us to understand and to rightly believe in the person of Christ and in his saving work for us. Jesus once said, "Beware of false prophets, for they come to you in sheep's clothing." Take Jesus out of the message of the church, and it is no longer Christian. Jesus is at the center of what we believe, teach, and confess. Our salvation rests upon the proper understanding of Jesus and his saving work for us. Who is Jesus? Scripture is very clear that he is the second person of the Holy Trinity who existed before the creation of the world. He even participated in the creation along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, a creation, by the way, which was good and not evil. Our text for today from the book of Colossians even says that Jesus was involved in the is involved in the ongoing preservation of our creation. After the fall into sin, he is called the seed of the woman, the offspring through whom all families of the earth shall be blessed, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? At the moment of his conception by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, all the fullness of God dwelt in Christ. The Word became flesh. God dwells bodily. And when Joseph and Mary looked at the baby there in the manger, they saw God's glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Our reading for today even says that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. God has revealed himself in the incarnate Christ. Who is Jesus? He is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. He is the Father's beloved Son, in whom the Father is well pleased. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Son of David. He is the prophet whom Moses spoke about. He is the one whom the Old Testament pointed to. He is our Good Shepherd and our Savior. However, people today have a variety of false opinions of Jesus. Many people believe that he was merely a great prophet, a gifted yet unorthodox rabbi, an enlightened person, a man with remarkable ethics, and a divine energy that is available to everyone. The Jesus being preached in pulpit after pulpit is Jesus the coach, Jesus the lover, Jesus the therapist, Jesus the enabler, and the Jesus in your heart. They want a Jesus who gets along with everyone. They want a Jesus who removes all law. They don't want a Jesus who is offensive to the world. They don't want a Jesus who kicked out the money changers out of the temple. They don't want a Jesus who was crucified. They don't want a Jesus who rose bodily from the grave. Who is Jesus to you? Is he merely an example to follow? Is he simply a moral teacher whose death has no importance to you? Is he merely a martyr for the sake of truth? Do you turn to him only for a miracle? What is your idol God? Another important question for us is, who are you? Who am I? We are children of Adam. Unfortunately, we have a sinful flesh. We are poor, miserable sinners in what we think, say, and do. And our sinful flesh loves false doctrine. As sinners, we cannot appease the wrath of God. We cannot reconcile ourselves to the Father. Our prayer should always be, Lord, have mercy upon us. We need a Savior from sin, death, and the devil. And this is exactly why Jesus came into our world. Who is Jesus? Scripture is very clear that he is both God and man, today and forevermore. He fulfilled the law in your place. He died upon the cross for you and for your salvation. He bore your sins upon the cross. He died as a payment for your sins. He appeased the wrath of God against sin. Verse 20 of our text for today says that Jesus reconciled all things to himself by means of the cross, and that he made peace with God by the blood of the cross. 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, defeating death and the devil. Thomas said of the risen Christ, "My Lord and my God." Who is Jesus? Gnosticism thought that Jesus was merely and only a divine spirit, but the Apostles' Creed said, no, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Then Arius came along and thought that Jesus was only man and not God, but the Nicene Creed said, no, Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. Martin Luther rightly said that Jesus is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary. Dearly beloved in the Lord, you were baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. You were covered with a robe of Christ's righteousness. In Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled with the Father. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You are a baptized lamb within his fold, and a child within his kingdom. And this was all given to you freely by grace on account of Christ. Faith hears these words, receives these gifts, and says amen to all that God has done for you and has freely given to you. Faith trusts in Christ alone. Faith looks to Jesus for life and salvation. The devil, the world, and our sinful nature will do everything to destroy the gospel. We pray that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice. We pray that God's name may always be holy among us and how his word is taught and lived out in our lives. That his kingdom may always come to us by means of gospel and sacrament, and that God's will be done. We pray that God would keep us steadfast in his word and in his word alone. May God give us the ability to rightly confess and to believe in Christ as our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.